From Washington, this is VOA News. A bomb blast claims victims in Bauchi State in Nigeria. APEC is underway. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. At least 8 people were killed in northeastern Nigeria when a bomb exploded at an ATM machine Friday. In the town of Hasare in Bauchi State, a witness told VOA that bombs were planted on 2 motorcycles near the bank where the ATM was located. Earlier, at least 16 civilians and dozens of militants were reported dead in the same region after a clash between soldiers and radical group Boko Haram. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and foreign ministers from 21 countries began talks on boosting trade, international investment, and economic growth in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Region. Before Secretary of State Kerry arrived in Beijing, the White House expressed deep concern about the treatment of human rights advocates in China. National Security Advisor Susan Rice recently met with American and Chinese rights advocates about what they called a deterioration of human rights in China. John Kerry, in a speech earlier this week, said the U.S. and China have agreed to disagree when it comes to human rights. In Jerusalem, some Muslims prayed at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque without incident on this Friday, but there was scattered violence between Palestinians and Israeli security forces elsewhere. Isolated incidents of Palestinians burning cars and throwing rocks at Israeli forces took place in Arab areas of Jerusalem and at a major crossing between Israel and the West Bank. China and Japan have agreed to resume talks, a move that could represent a breakthrough in the frosty ties between the two powerful Asian nations. This is VOA News. Safe burial procedures are considered key to reducing the transmission of Ebola in the 3 most heavily infected West African states. The World Health Organization says it has developed new burial protocols in line with the cultural and religious beliefs of Ebola-infected communities in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the majority of Ebola infections in West Africa occur during unsafe burials. This is because a person killed by Ebola is most contagious right after he or she dies. Over the past few weeks, the WHO, working with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, updated the burial protocols to take into account the cultural and religious sensibilities of West African families and communities. While this will certainly reduce the transmission of the virus, the WHO says efforts must continue to isolate Ebola victims in treatment centers and to trace the contacts of those infected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Speaking before a meeting with congressional leaders on this Friday, President Barack Obama said the American people want to see more work and cooperation between the different parties and are frustrated by the gridlock in Washington.
And the one thing that I've committed to both Speaker Boehner and Leader McConnell is that I am not going to judge ideas based on whether they're Democratic or Republican. I'm going to be judging them based on whether or not they work.
It was to be the president's first meeting with congressional leaders for the first time since Republicans seized control of the Senate and tightened their grip on the House in Tuesday's elections. Mr. Obama said the talks are a good opportunity to explore where all sides can make progress on behalf of the people who elected them. Also, Mr. Obama has said he will ask lawmakers to authorize military force against the group calling itself the Islamic State. The fight against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria apparently do remain high on President Obama's agenda. According to U.S. government figures, the unemployment rate in America fell to a 6-year low of 5.8% in October. Friday's closely watched report from the Labor Department also said the economy had a net gain of 214,000 jobs. This is the 56th consecutive month of job growth. Lawyers for South African athlete Oscar Pistorius say they will oppose the government's appeal of Pistorius' 5-year manslaughter sentence. The Blade Runner, as he's called, was given a 5-year jail sentence for killing his girlfriend, a sentence a group of prosecutors is calling shockingly light and inappropriate. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.